Sherilyn House is living every dog owner's worst nightmare. Upon her return from a recent vacation, the Berry woman encountered an unexpected and disturbing situation when she learned her beloved dog Cola had been rehomed without her permission or even knowledge. The Berry woman says she thought she was leaving Cola in a safe place when she left for Cuba late on the evening of December 25, returning a week later. According to House, she dropped Cola off with a relative in Orillia on the 22nd with an arrangement to pick up the Lab, Boxer, Retriever cross on January 4. But when she called to pick up Cola, she says she was told the pup had been rehomed with a family of four who have a hobby farm in Vassy. "He's claiming that I had no intention of picking up my dog," says House, adding her two children, who didn't go on the trip, are very upset that their best friend is no longer there. "He took it upon himself to completely rehome Cola. He told me an apartment is no place for a dog. Everybody, on social media, has been making it a big thing about keeping a dog in an apartment. But he gets lots of exercise." According to House, Cola gets lots of love and walks and regularly gets to spend time running free when she visits her sister in Moonstone as well at a friend's farm where she had been considering temporarily leaving Cola on the farm until she found something bigger. "But I never wanted to get rid of him," House says, adding that if that had occurred she and the kids would have been able to visit him whenever they wanted. It was just a temporary option. She says that while three-year-old Exeren is a bit young to fully understand the situation, her other son, 11-year-old, Hudson is devastated since, "It's his dog, I got the dog for him." Things seem to begin to sour slightly on the morning of the 23rd when the relative called House to say Cola was pooping in his crate. House says she told him that Cola was likely just nervous in a new territory since he had never been in the man's home before. She says she followed up later that evening and was told everything was okay. "I told him to please call me if there are any concerns," House says, noting she didn't receive any messages on Christmas Eve or day so figured everything was copacetic as her family celebrated Christmas before her flight south. House, who points out she's a single mother and full-time student, says she's had Cola since he was a puppy and had him neutered just 3 weeks ago. "He still has a fresh scar," she says, noting that during her trip she was very anxious about not just how her kids were doing, but that Cola was okay. She has had a number of reports of Cola sightings, but still hasn't found anything concrete. Although one sighting from someone who had seen a dog matching Cola's description at North Simcoe Veterinary Services, which is located not far from Vassy, gave her hope. She called and was told they couldn't divulge patient information. House says she also feels really let down since she had helped the relative in October when he acquired flesh-eating disease and his family wanted to put his dog down. She says she advocated on the dog's behalf and really helped the man out. "He's recovered," House says, adding she is going to the police to lodge a complaint, but can't afford any sort of lengthy court battle. "I'm managing somehow," she says. "I just want my dog back."